Recorded Books and RB Digital present Protected by the Shadows by Helene Toursten. Translated by Marlene DeLarge. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. The delivery car moved slowly along Ringvägen as the driver spoke agitatedly on his cell phone. He ended the call abruptly and tossed the phone onto the passenger seat. The boss had bawled him out because he couldn't find the address, and then the stupid jerk couldn't remember the number. "It's on the piece of paper, Adam. Just read it," he had yelled. But the scrawled figure could have been 2, 7, or 9. Where the hell was Kolgruvegatan anyway? And was it too much to expect the boss to install a GPS system in the car? Unfortunately, his old cell didn't have one. That was the first thing he planned to buy when he got paid. A new cell. An iPhone. It was Adam Güzel's third night delivering pizzas, and right now he bitterly regretted taking the job. He had only just acquired his driver's license, and in 2 weeks he would be starting his final year of high school. He had spent the summer in Turkey. It had been good to catch up with family and friends, but there had been no opportunity to work. At least this gave him the chance to earn some money before he went back to school. Plus, he got to drive. The owner of the pizzeria was an old friend of his uncle's, and it was this uncle who had brokered the deal. Unfortunately, the pizzeria was in Brunsbo, a part of the city Adam had never even visited. He tried to cheer himself up with the thought that this was his last delivery of the night. The pizzeria stayed open until 11, which meant he would get back more or less at closing time, if he could find the goddamn address, of course. He peered at the street signs, but it was too dark to see properly. In several places, the signs were missing or were twisted so that he couldn't read the names. Some were covered in black spray paint, and it had started raining again, which didn't exactly help. An old VW pickup behind him signaled, wanting to pass. The driver looked like an old hippie with a floppy hat and a long gray beard. He gave Adem the finger as he shot past. Adem swore and was about to put his foot on the gas, but he changed his mind when he spotted a street sign that seemed legible. He stopped the car and leaned over toward the passenger window. Kolgruvegatan, yes! He might manage to make the delivery after all. He made a 90-degree turn onto the street. He loved the sound of screeching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?